From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. In the 1950s, cities in the U.S. began adding fluoride to the water supply as a way to reduce tooth decay. And ever since, water fluoridation has been a debated issue. Despite evidence that fluoride treatment is beneficial to oral health, the town of Waynesville, Missouri, recently voted to stop adding fluoride to its water system. KBIA's Hope Kerwin found out why.
Ending water fluoridation in Waynesville, Missouri didn't involve activists, budget cuts, or a heated debate. Waynesville City Councilman Michael France says fluoridation wasn't even on the agenda until an employee of the city's water department invited France down to one of the town's well houses, where the fluorosilic acid is injected into the water.
He showed me and explained to me what this stuff was doing. And when it's eating your pipes and scouring out the concrete in your well house floors, that tells you it's pretty tough stuff.
After seeing the damage, France says he immediately began collecting research from his local dentist, the American Dental Association, the Environmental Protection Agency, and other organizations and experts. The council considered the issue for 3 months, then unanimously voted to end fluoridation after the current supply of the additive runs out.
I only had one person speak up for it, and they spoke up after the fact. A lot of the people around here wanted it removed.
Waynesville is the 11th Missouri town to stop water fluoridation in the past 16 years. Most city councils cited the cost of fluoridation as the main reason they chose to discontinue the service. And this cost doesn't just include the price of the additive. In addition to Waynesville, Buffalo, Forsyth, and Peavey all mentioned damages to city equipment and infrastructure when they decided to cease fluoridation. According to Executive Director Gary Harbison from the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health, the city might be saving money, but the community will have to spend more.
People, families, will have to spend more money on dental care as they see the impact of not having fluoride in their water.
According to a study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, every dollar spent on water fluoridation translates to almost $40 in savings on dental care. The American Dental Association also supports water fluoridation and says it's the most efficient way to prevent dental decay in children. They say ingesting systemic fluoride is important for tooth formation, while topical fluorides are needed to strengthen existing teeth. The Waynesville City Council doesn't deny fluoride's role in good oral health, but France says putting fluoride in the water is an outdated and unnecessary precaution.
I get fluoride treatments every time I go see my dentist, Annette, as well as the mouthwash I use. And fluoride is present in so many products that people eat nowadays. As you know, there's ways of getting it other than through the water system.
Gary Harbison says the problem with relying on other sources for fluoride is making sure everyone has access.
It's the only way to consistently provide fluoride and the protection it provides to all members of the community.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.